I'm coming strong, and I am a player. And that's why this show is called Trash Opinion. Oh, hello. Welcome back to Trash Opinions. Today we are looking at Survivor of the Amazon. Last time was Thailand, and Thailand sucked, and the Amazon is a big, big, big improvement, and that's why I like it. I feel like the Amazon was the start of this middle school era of Survivor, and the gameplay, like, jumped up in quality, like, crazy on this season, and it's a fun watch. It has a lot of great characters, and it doesn't really have a lot of dull moments. The pre-merge, while it's, like, super American Pie, if you know what I mean. The post-merge is fucking amazing. And it's one of the best old-school seasons. Well, at least, like, when it comes to the first 10 seasons, I mean. But enough of this off-the-cuff, unscripted intro. Let's get right into the Amazon.
The guys are having a hard time. Daniel and Ryan gotta head back. Jabiru, what are you doing? Let's go.
Good job.
Come on, Matthew. Got your
Denver.
Slow down.
Back.
Ryan Aiken. Ryan is another in a string of memorable first boots. This totally Kyle-ass motherfucker. His cocky frat bro attitude just pisses everyone off and he's hilariously off-putting. Apparently he was already annoying everyone even before the game began. He just doesn't stop talking. It's so funny to watch. He's like a less aggro Rob Z. Though, like, let's be real, not nearly as entertaining. Fun downfall.
What is that?
Did you guys see what I see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whose is that?
Whose wrapper is that? Because that is off there.
There's something in there that shouldn't be in there.
What?
It's not
what.
Take a look. I don't know whose it is.
Oh, the food thing. Is that what you guys mean?
Yeah, where'd it come from?
Well, I don't know.
Janet Koth. Janet is one I wish I liked more. They give her an alright amount of content in both the premiere and the boot episode, but she just kind of falls flat as a character and doesn't have a single standout or memorable moment other than being accused of being the one to bring in the granola bar that was found in the supply crate. She was sick, but she wasn't debilitated and still had a decent amount of content, so I can't put her in didn't get a chance. Janet is on the cusp of rootable, but I have to put her in meh.
Roger.
Physically or what?
没有, 因为他知道他的职位是不是 position, 也不是很 firm, secure,
安全,
对.
Matthew and I are great friends. He's my best friend out here, and he's a really good ally. When he tells you something, he's being truthful. Whereas other guys around here, when they tell you something, you have no idea if they're telling the truth or if they're lying.
Daniel Liu. I want to like Dan, because he has the potential to be a fun underdog character, but he contributes so much to the general horniness of the men's tribe, and it's weird. I get that's what production was trying to get out of them, but it's still hilariously uncomfortable. It's like a bunch of 13-year-old boys who never saw a woman in their life. Him bonding with Matthew was cool, but he was generally a nothing presence up until his boot. He's going in meh.
Got bait. We got bait.
Hallelujah! Oh, glory!
Joanna Ward. Joanna freaking out about the immunity idol was rather hilarious. That is not what idol worship is. It's just a silly TV show. It's not that deep, honey. However, her screaming hallelujah, amen at literally everything is so funny and ridiculous. She is a character type we haven't seen before or since, but she's probably the best pre-merge character of the season. She definitely goes in delightfully crazy.
We caught some bait in the net. And then we chopped it up, we put it on our fishing poles.
Please tell me we didn't leave the paddles over there.
We got over here and got excited about getting fishing. Left the oar.
I got it in my hand.
Thank you, Father.
right.
Jean Herbert. Jean is somebody I forgot existed until the rewatch. I remember seeing her name and saying who, but once I started watching it, it started to come back to me. She had the potential to be this rootable mom character, but just wasn't. She comes off as a pretty forgettable castaway at the end of the day. She goes into meh.
I don't have any motivation to go anywhere. My body is just, like, sucking energy from my left toe. It's just, I'm so tired that I feel like, you know, it sucks.
You allowed yourself to get dehydrated. So if you allow yourself to get rehydrated...
I'm just saying, like, I need to let you guys know where I am, because I am just breaking hour by hour. And after we lost that Coke, it took everything in my entire brain to not make my body just want to sit on the sand and be like, I have to take a 3-hour break. This is ridiculous. I feel like I'm a blubbering idiot, you know?
This is a crucial part of the game right now.
Shauna Mitchell. Shauna's got the same billing as Jenna and Heidi, but she wasn't nearly as interesting. She was there, Daniel drooled all over her, and she got sick and cried a lot. And then she had a showmance with Alex. And then she was gone. Very unremarkable character. She's definitely going in meh.
Roger is a bigot.
You tell me why it is not wrong.
I'll tell you why it's not wrong.
Okay.
Because I know people who lived their life for a long time being straight and then came out of the closet and have had more love and joy and happiness as a result of doing that and being true to themselves than they ever would have living a lie. That's why it's okay.
It makes it okay.
Absolutely.
You have your opinion and I have mine.
Okay.
And you can't convince me and I can't convince you.
I don't want to convince you. I have no desire to convince you at all.
Roger Sexton. Roger is that bigot uncle that everyone has. I wonder what Roger is doing right now. Probably recording a video for Facebook of him ranting about the news in his truck while wearing tactical sunglasses. He's a charmless, hateful Rudy. The man is just not funny or entertaining in the slightest. What he said about gays during his argument with Alex cannot be chalked up to, oh, he has a different opinion. That was just straight up hate speech. He's just a grumpy dad who wants control over everything and everyone, and him getting booted at the merge was not only one of the first truly strategical boots, though it did imply none of the women planned on bringing each other to the final two. If you don't remember, he was booted because the women didn't want him on the jury, because he would never vote for a woman to win. But it was also a piece of poetic justice.
Reality check and mate. Never underestimate the power of a woman.
Regardless, the dude had zero win equity. Roger Sexton, more like Roger Suxton. Fuck you.
Well, it's something that we
so
all like.
Okay? So it's warm.
All right, Roger.
Not that big a deal, Roger.
Here we go.
The problem with Roger is that he's an ass. He's loud. He's obnoxious. He's bossy. Thinks he knows everything. And he wants to be the dictator, wants to be the leader. And what he thought was important took precedence. And he's yelling at everybody.
Dave Johnson.
Her butt is so sexy.
Jesus fuck, Dave. That's awful. Dave is like if the movie Porky's was a person. Who the hell let Stifler play Survivor? He's not the horniest character on the season. That would be whichever cameraman was filming Heidi. But he has so much horny content that I feel like I'm watching American Pie. He calls just being in the vicinity of a naked Jenna Marasca the greatest moment of his life, which is so, so sad.
So there's a naked girl in the shower that you can see into. And I'm standing on the other side of camp, brushing my teeth, thinking that this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
Has he never met a hot girl before? The fact that he's a rocket scientist explains why so many rockets explode when taken off. Spencer said Jatia being a nuclear engineer terrified him, but I'm more terrified of this man. And what was up with his final tribal council question?
My question for both of you is, what modern influential leader have you emulated during this game, and what qualities do you feel from that individual that you have shown best?
Colin Powell.
It's the most what the fuck final tribal council question I've ever heard. Dave doesn't even seem like he should be on Survivor. I feel like he should be on Eliminate. God, does anyone remember Eliminate? Dave and his boner-popping antics land him in annoying.
They're coming.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
Woo! Good job, boys!
It's amazing what a little bit of testosterone can do for somebody. Boys come into the camp, and Shauna is 180 degrees better.
Hi!
How are you?
We
all
speak
like that. Hey.
Oh, it's okay. How are you?
Good.
Dina Bennett. I like Dina. Dina was someone I would expected to go very, very far, but her overconfidence got the better of her. She should have realized that Heidi and Jenna were more loyal to Alex than they were to her. Dina going out in 8th after being the leader of that women's tribe and with the social capital on the other side, as it seems like a very modern survivor move in hindsight, you just didn't get this type of gameplay at this era of the game. She's a good narrator. She offered some of the best perspective narration out of all of the older members of the season.
Was there stuff going on? You bet. Women over the men. This is how they work them. I'm sitting back sucking it all in because I know where the players are playing and I know where the players aren't playing.
However, her accidentally blowing up her own game lands her in fun downfall.
I don't like to see him flaunting it, though. I mean, that...
Huh?
You like to see two guys out in the street?
Doesn't bother me at all.
Making out and all that? That doesn't bother you at all?
No.
Could care less.
Alex and Roger had a little bit of a tiff this morning over homosexuality.
And you're Alex, that is not natural. Period.
Who said anything about natural?
What it comes down to is, if it's what makes you happy, and if it's not hurting anybody, then who cares?
The sex part of it that goes with the male and the women is to procreate.
Yeah.
It's an expression.
So what you're saying is you've only had sex two times. The two times you wanted to procreate, that was the only times you've had sex with your wife?
No.
Okay, and then it wasn't about procreation. It wasn't. Sorry.
Alex Bell. Alex totally owning Roger in a modern way on the topic of the gays back in 2003 was pretty awesome, I'm not going to lie. It was based. It's his highlight. He has an unremarkable and forgettable showmance with Shauna. He was able to get in with the girls, which was rather impressive, but he had such bad threat management, and he was also on the same season as Rob, so I feel like he had a deep run in him for sure. He's charming enough to be likable, but he's not super interesting from a narrative standpoint. You can easily discuss the events of the entire season without even bringing up Alex. Since his arrogance got the better of him, I think I'm going to have to put him in fun downfall.
Do it all over again.
I'm actually excited. The game worked out better than expected. We had the best time out there. Naked chicks. Yeah. Pizza. Yeah. Roger was stupid enough to jump off and get himself nothing. Yeah. He has no idea that he's going home tonight. It was a beautiful day in the Amazon.
It's not a big deal, but I think it's something that every tribe member should know, and I want to try my best to keep it from the other tribe members, but I am deaf. I can't hear. I have a hearing aid in my one ear. Can't hear anything out of this ear. I read lips. Nighttime.
Chrissy has a hearing disability. It took us by surprise, but she just asked us to look at her and speak slowly so she could read our lips.
You know, when we're in the boat and everyone's talking, I have, like, no idea what your jobs are. I have no idea what your names really are, where you guys live.
Dina.
Christy Smith. Christy is a super fun and interesting member of the cast. She's the first disabled person to be cast, and seeing how she navigates the social part of the game is very interesting. I mean, she doesn't do it well, but it's interesting. Gameplay-wise, she's fucking awful, but entertainment-wise, it's definitely there.
Like, dude, I'm with you. I'm with you to get Alex out. Just because Alex, I could care less about him, and I just, and he's just, like, drooling over Jenna and Heidi, and it's just like, come on.
She's not the most dynamic personality on the season, but she offers a very rare disabled person perspective on the game, and it's very much appreciated. Her confessionals are rather great. Her talking about Matthew being creepy in a serial killer way is hilarious. Her wicked stepsister's speech at her boot is also fantastic, and she's one of the few characters that make the pre-merge tolerable.
I'm gonna make sure those freaking evil stepsisters of mine are not gonna win the $1 million. Not gonna happen. So, no, it's not. They don't deserve it.
Christy rules, and I hope she's doing well today. She's definitely going in entertaining.
That, of course, I'm not invited. And that's okay. I learned to accept that, and they can go off and do their bathing thing and wash and be pretty and check each other out. You're like, oh, do I have these dirty spots?
Heidi, do you think you deserve to be in the final two?
I definitely deserve to be in the final two. These other four people know how I've played this game. I've played so hard. I'm like the mastermind behind half of the plans that go on day to day. And, I mean, I've got three guys here that are scared to death of me right now.
Heidi Strobel, delusional queen. Heidi is like if one of those doctor or scientist Barbie dolls came to life. I know that she is a very intelligent person in real life, but how ditzy she is portrayed on the show is absolutely hilarious. Her confessionals where she reveals she thinks the other people only don't like her because they're jealous of how hot she is absolutely hilarious.
The cuter girls, me and Jen and Shauna, kind of went off from the older women because we're younger and we're cuter, we've got better bodies, and for some reason that's like a huge issue with older people.
I laughed so hard when Heidi talked about how she told her mom that she played really good and was proud of her game she was playing. And then she just walks away as Rob's talking to her.
Yesterday, getting to see my mom, I told her, I said, Mom, I've done a lot of bad things. And she said, way to go. Because she knew that was what I had to do when I came out.
And that's where our morals are different. Because I told my mom I played really good and I gave up a lot of stuff for other people.
Are you okay? Please don't walk away mad. Now, with the two girls, it's kind of like I'm hanging out with two ex-girlfriends at the same time that both hate me.
Heidi is just a ridiculous presence, and I have to put her in entertaining.
I'd like to know if there is a particular person here that would be more deserving to be in your position.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to echo that and say, Rob, when it comes down to strategical gameplay and just general wealth of knowledge of the game, Rob has all that encompassed into one. So that's my answer.
I mean, just, I think that, is that the only person?
I think they covered it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in the kid business, and I deal with 500 middle school kids every day. And I have a lot of kids nowadays that are not like us. They're not dreamers. They have no goals, and they just don't believe in themselves. So I had a banner hanging up in my school, and I bought the banner. And it says, each one of us
believe in yourself. I'm down.
Put it up.
Butch Lockley. I really, really want to like Butch, but they gave me nothing. Him accidentally burning the camp down is kind of hilarious, and it's also funny how it keeps cutting back to Rob and Matt barbecuing and having a fun time.
We have so much firewood. It's everywhere. It's under the shelter. It's by the fire. I mean, we have huge logs in our shelter we're not using anymore. I don't know what he does. I don't know if he talks to the wood.
Oh, man, this is nice.
A fire is very important. That's the reason why I keep wanting to get some more wood and keep it dry as we possibly can to have it for an emergency.
I'm just a wood crazy nut, I guess.
How many hot dogs, dude?
Make a bunch, because we can't take them back.
But for someone who lasted all the way to the finale, only having one interesting moment is absolutely abysmal. How bad do you have to be Matthew's bitch? Even his believe in yourself banner kind of falls flat for me, as ridiculous of a luxury item it is. How he lasted all the way to the final four absolutely astounds me. Sorry, Butch. I'm sure you're a wonderful man in real life, but I'm gonna have to put you in meh.
Butch, do a little dance.
When I do that, I embarrass my family.
Doesn't matter. They'll respect you. You're part of the final four, dude. Stay
well, first off, and start with the Egyptians.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Butch. Cut it up.
Yeah. Then it's the old kind of rug, you know.
Stop, man. You're scaring me.
When this game...
Here comes tonight's long-distance dedication. It goes out to Rob from New York. He writes, Dear Casey, There's a mean old man in my life that's about to leave. Could you please play something appropriate for me? Well, Rob, here's your request. Na 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 na, na 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 na. Hey, 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 goodbye.
Rob Sesternino. Rob is not only the MVP of the season, but the MVP of the entire series so far. His gameplay is absolutely stellar. He was the only one to ever try out the Big Brother game in Survivor to great success. He for sure was one of the best players ever not to win. The man changed the game. But not only is he a fantastic and fascinating player, but his charisma carries the entire season. Yeah, he's annoyingly horny in the pre-merge, but he still has his quips, and is much more fun to watch than anyone else from the start.
I'd like to repeat that I just took a bath with a swimsuit model.
I don't know how I necessarily became the junior deputy firewood bitch.
I'm going to wait before I attempt any sort of proposition to these girls, but should Shauna and Jenna walk around here naked, I will promise them I will not cast a vote in their direction until the merger. I said that the only way Roger is going to win immunity is if it's a contest named that Perry Como song, or perhaps what type of prune is this, or some sort of other thing that only an old man like Roger would be able to determine.
Twigs and sticks are a nickname for Jenna and Heidi. Their legs are twigs and sticks. I know that I certainly would catch on fire if I ever saw twigs and sticks rubbing together.
That girl Heidi, she is so hot, she could put Viagra out of business.
It's all intentional and deliberate on Rob's end, too. But his strongest relationship in the game was with the camera. The dude just knew how to entertain. And it's no wonder he has the most successful Survivor podcast out there. He has all the best lines of the season, and despite a great cast, he's leagues above everyone else, and the edit knew it, which is why he gets way more content than anyone else. It's impossible not to be biased in his favor, since I was listening to Rob Has a Podcast even before seeing Survivor the Amazon, but his appearance met my expectations the first time I saw it. One of the best characters of all time, no debate about it, 100% going in favorite.
I don't know what's going on up there. I didn't rub my head in anything. There's no food in my head that I'm aware of. But it is funny when somebody's talking and they've got a million gnats hanging around their head like their pig pen from the Peanuts.
Rob and I went fishing alone for the first time, and it was really nice because I realized at Tabaki that he chose to maintain his distance out of insecurity. It seemed like a real genuine offer to build a better relationship and help one another throughout the remainder of the game.
You don't think there's anything shifty underway?
No.
There haven't been any, you haven't any, had any sidebar conversations?
No, there's nothing shifty going on. It's right. Going to be, everybody's being pretty genuine.
Matthew has no idea that he's being played by myself. The guy is a complete idiot and has no concept of what's going on in this game around him.
Matthew von Ertfelde. Matteo is a fantastic character. He's one of my favorites on the season. Him telling Rob, hey, I'm not going to try during this challenge because I don't want to be viewed as a threat, and then literally getting two bullseyes in a row pretty much immediately afterwards is absolutely hilarious. The scene of him sharpening the machete with the horror music in the background is one of the highlights of the entire season.
The craziest man I've ever met has been living with me 24 hours a day, nonstop.
Is anybody else disturbed by the fact that Matthew is concentrating so hard on this?
Are you going to butcher us all there?
I promise I won't harm anyone. I'm a pacifist, guys. Blood scares me, too. I don't like the sight of blood. I mean, human blood, my own blood, blah.
Ma is creepy. She's creepy. She's creepy.
All right, once again, he is sharpening his machete.
I know.
He sits and sharpens his machete for an hour at a time. Why does he need the machete so sharp? I think he's going to kill us.
Matt's a strange cat, but in all the right ways. He gives off the serial killer vibe despite being one of the kindest and gentlest people on the entire season. But the dude's also out of his fucking mind. I love him. I would have voted him to win, honestly. Totally putting him in delightfully crazy.
I'm drawing a line on your bullshitting everybody. This isn't right anymore.
I'm sorry that I want to vote Heidi off.
Survivor. You're lying to everybody. What did you do? Have you told Christy your plan? Have you told everybody else that you wanted to take me to the end because I'm the only one you can beat? No, you haven't. And you know you said it. I don't understand how you can lie to all these people on a regular basis.
Did you ever think that I was lying to you?
Well, then that wouldn't surprise me. Then why wouldn't everybody else think that you'd lie to them?
I told every person in this game
a different story.
That I've told lies in this game.
This is the point. You don't care about personal relationships. You just care about yourself.
I'm sorry that I was playing the same game that you
I
are.
I know, but you know what the difference is? I care about my personal relationships.
You're playing the same game as you, Rob, but we didn't fuck everybody over.
If you do not like the way I play this game, please feel free to write R.O.B. on your parchment tomorrow night.
Jenna Maraska. If you are a wrestling fan, you might be chuckling at the name Jenna Maraska. But if you're not a wrestling fan, please Google Queen Charmel versus Jenna Maraska. Hilariously terrible match. Anyway, Jenna is a character that's hard to assess. On one hand, you could argue she's iconic. She's one of the few winners casual TV watchers would know. You just have to say the girl who took her clothes off for chocolate and peanut butter. Oh yeah, her.
I take my clothes off for chocolate and peanut butter.
Get the girl some chocolate and peanut butter probes.
Jenna. Heidi.
Oh. Wow, he produces.
Damn. Two ice cold colas. One heaping plate of rich peanut butter.
Okay.
You guys can share. Big tray chocolate cookies.
Heidi, you want to do it?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, God. Why me? Why did
you know? We're definitely the original Survivor Girls Gone Wild. There's definitely. No doubt about it.
We are the Amazon chicks.
Gee, and
so
and
really,
what makes it even more funny is the guys think that they're slowly picking us
yes,
off.
Yes, yes.
But on the other hand, I find her kind of bland. She's a presence on the season, but I don't know how much she adds in terms of entertainment value. She's definitely seen, for sure. They give her a lot of airtime. But I feel like she's inferior as a character to Heidi. She's much better than Jonna, though, so she's definitely not meh. While she is genuinely sympathetic, at the end of the day, most of her content is her complaining and being sad. I just expect more from my winners in terms of entertainment. Gameplay-wise, I feel like she's incredibly underrated. She's considered a bottom-tier winner, but I have to disagree. So, for that, I don't really have anywhere else to put her but good player.
They will be side-by-side. Matthew trying to grope Jenna.
Quit popping the feel there, buddy.
I finally had my opportunity.
Good move.
Pervert.
Oh, sorry.
Butch, you're married.
That's all right. I know I couldn't help it.
I'm getting groped left and right here.
Woo-wee, this was the most 2000 season ever. If they were going for frustrated teenage boy energy, they sure achieved it. The male tribe was basically the sixth graders from South Park. That being said, the post-merge more than makes up for it. Fantastic gameplay all around for the time. I feel like this is the season that Survivor went super strategical. It was all around really good and the best of the series out of the first six. However, an even better season is coming up next. That's right, it's going to be Pearl Islands, baby. Pearl Islands is coming up next, and I am so excited to do it. Love Pearl Islands, one of the best seasons in the entire show, honestly. Not just the best season out of, like, the first 10. Like, just... I'm not sure if it's top 5, but it's probably top 10. It's really, really good. Anyway, thank you for watching. It was really cool of you if you stuck to the end. You're dope. Anyway, I'm gonna end it like this.